It saved my life. I'll give you an example. I'm driving on the West Coast Highway in Los Angeles, up the Pacific Coast Highway, and I'm driving, and suddenly I feel a lady and take hold of the wheel and move me over to the side of the road. And the car came careening around the corner, high speed, would have smashed right into me if I hadn't pulled over. When after the guy went past, the lady hand let go and I was able to keep driving. That's the most vivid example of it having a beneficial effect on my life. But it's interesting that I can not only receive guidance, which will, my finger will automatically on a menu go to what's best for me. When I'm shopping, I'm attracted to certain things and not others. And I allow that to happen because my body is telling me, eat that. And of course, there's always something that interests me.
Your body has become finely tuned to impulses emanating from outside of you.
Well, I feel that the Ladian is inside me and outside me at all times. But I'm also able to receive information if I ask. Facts about things that are going on in my life, in the world. And I am able to understand how it would be if I did something. Now, occasionally, this is interesting. I go, how will it be if I go there and do that? And it was terribly negative. And I said, well, is it right for me to go there? And I get, yes.
I see.
Those are two separate questions that I receive on. How would it be, and should I do it? My daughters have all been opened. I have four daughters, most of them don't do the Ladihan regularly, but they get together and do Ladihans occasionally with each other or with other people. One of them is a singer, and she, before she goes on the stage, she gets quiet, feels the Ladihan, and goes out and radiates. And she's sold 12 million albums.
Well, we have heard of her. What's her name?
Vonda Shepard. She was on a show called Ally McBeal.
I guess so. So we're sitting here in a moment where in the last week, a police officer in Minnesota shot a black man, for having his taillight out. And last night, there were five Dallas policemen who were murdered by a man with a rifle who shot and wounded, I think, seven others. Five policemen died.
Holy shit.
This is after Orlando. This is after, you know, regular string of incidents with police executions, you might call them, having gone up since last year and the terrible events in Ferguson, Missouri, and Staten Island and elsewhere. So you say you get information. What kind of information do you get about the state of this country right now with these kind of violent episodes happening?
I think it's embarrassing to me in this country that Donald Trump has come as far as he's gone. I think he's a very dangerous man. I've met him twice. He's a pompous, overbearing egotist. And I'm embarrassed for the country. If he gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. I'm serious. I would not want to live in a country that would elect him. But what was your question?
So it was about the state of this country with all these violent episodes happening and access to firearms and people acting out on very ugly impulses.
They have to learn somehow, the people have to learn that you can't allow people who are not in the military to get a hold of multiple bullet assault weapons. I think every gun should be registered, and that no civilian should be offered military, to be allowed to get or own military guns. They're only for wars. They're not for civilian life. And that we're stepping teeny steps in that direction in some of the cities. That's my take on that whole gun thing. It's they also need more education to the police. Even in a threatening situation, You don't shoot for the body or the head, you shoot for the legs. You bring them down, and then you can talk about it later. As for the black people attacking the police, I can't blame them. I don't know what to tell them.
You're not condoning the violence, but
absolutely
you understand,
not.
You're understanding why.
Exactly. I don't condone it at all. A lot of these right-wing militias claim to be Christian, and they are totally betraying Jesus. Moses said in Leviticus, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said the same thing, took it a step further, and said, love your enemy. People said, well, we can't do that, but he must be God for saying it.
Turn the other cheek.
Turn the other cheek. We can't do that. But he said, love your enemy. It's basic. So if Jesus was good, some of his followers have given him a bad name.
There you have
the Crusades, the Inquisition.
There you go. There's a whole history.
And yeah.
There's a history. There's a bumper sticker in Seattle says in real big letters, Jesus, and then underneath that, protect me from your followers. Right?
Right, what I just said. Yeah. Some of his followers have given him a bad name.
That's right. So, you know...
that's very funny.
I love bumper stickers. There was another one that said, midwives help people out.
Terrific.
And become an organ donor, unbuckle, is another one.
I like one that was mimes only pretend to do it.
So when I just to close, when I go into that Latihan Hall at a typical event like this Congress in Indianapolis, Indiana, of all places, which probably is a smaller Subud community than New York, I feel very hopeful about the state of Subud and about the potential future of Subud. So, what would you say to someone who is hopeful that Subud might continue to exist?
Unless they let more people know we exist, it'll pretty well fade out in the next 10 years, and in 20 years it'll be gone. That's the story. There must be outreach. There must be. Not proselytizing. People misunderstood. BAPOC just meant don't grab them and scream and yell at them. They got to do what I do. That's proselytizing. But to let the people know that we have a contact that they can have for nothing, to be able to receive information and guidance, well, let's put it the other way around, guidance and information.
I'm really grateful for your time. I'm glad you sat down here.
Me too.